Good morning, everybody. This is Lenny Lawson, the car guru. I am flusterated. I know that's not a word. My office manager that used to work for me for about 30 years, instead of saying frustrated, she would say flusterated. And I think flusterated is just a higher level of frustration. And so that's what I've been this morning, dealing with computer issues. So I am an Apple guy. I became an Apple guy when I got so flusterated with Microsoft. And I just thought Apple's worked better. When I got my first iPhone, which was really the iPhone 4, I just said, man, this works good. And I really liked it. And so anyway, I started buying Apple computers and iPads and things, and I'm hooked. I've got an Apple Watch. And so anyway, I've got this Mac, and it's the, like a 23-inch screen. I use it on my, in my portable recording studio here. And I started to record yesterday and had to change, and then recording today. And I've got the little beach ball spinning around. Now, those of you who use computers or Apple computers, you know what the spinning beach ball means. It means that you don't have enough memory. And so, I mean, I knew that. My wife says my memory is not as good as it used to be, but the computer itself is loaded with stuff, and I need to clean it up. Let's see. Something just popped up. It says, disk is too slow or system overload. No kidding. So anyway, I had to unplug my this is a preamp. I had to unplug it and plug it into my much older, Apple MacBook Air. And it seems to be doing well right now. I think you can hear me. I see a signal here, so I'm just going to plow on ahead and stop using this Big Mac Daddy until I can get it repaired. So feel my pain, please. All right, so this is Friday, and so I was busy yesterday driving vehicles or shuttling people and driving vehicles to the auto auction, which is the preview is tonight at the Dealer's Auto Auction on Princeton Road in Johnson City. And so I'm going to be there this evening at about 5-ish to look at some of the vehicles that are for sale and make sure that mine are ready, spit-shined, ready to go. For the auction, which actually takes place at 10 a.m. or starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, which is open to the public, that would be Ewan's. You guys can come to an auto auction. I think it'll be fun for you. You've probably been to an estate sale, maybe a property auction or something like that. And if you've never been to a car auction, it is kind of fun. It's different. It's usually a lot faster paced. Now, I don't think this one will be as fast paced. If you watched maybe a Mecum car auction on, what is that, the Motor Trend channel? They have auctions on a regular basis, or the Barrett Jackson auction. Have you seen that? If you're a guy and you like cars, you've seen both of those. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But I think the ladies will enjoy this too. I saw a 1964 Ford Thunderbird. Now, the outside of that car is not, you know, I wouldn't call it beautiful. It was very somewhat jet-like, you know, it looks like it belongs in an aeronautical museum as opposed to a car museum. But really cool car. I saw that there. What's really neat, though, is the interior of it. I actually got my iPhone out and took pictures of the interior. I just think it is so cool. Now, what that thing brings, I have no idea. I don't know what to tell you. But there were a lot of other interesting vehicles there at the auction, but not as many as I thought there would be. They're saying that there was going to be 170 cars there. And so what I saw was about 100. So I'm hoping that the other 70 are exciting. Now, there are some really good cars there, not just the ones I'm selling, but there's some a lot nicer than the ones that I'm offering. So I'm going to try to keep my hands at my side and not bid on anything, but I am interested in seeing what my cars do. What I was disappointed to find out today, though, is that they're going to charge 6% to the seller and 6% to the buyer of these cars. So that's pretty pricey. You know, Mecum charges 10%. I think they kind of taper it down when you get up over $100,000, but Gooding, which is the auction that I go to at Amelia Island every year, they're charging 12% now. These auctions are raking it in. So the Dealers Auto Auction is a, I think they have about eight different sites. I think there's one in Alabama, and three in the state of Tennessee. And so, you know, it's a stand-up deal. If you plan on sitting, you need to bring your own chair. But you'll be meandering around and eating and stuff like that. The preview show is tomorrow night. They're going to have a band, so that'd be pretty cool. So if you don't have anything else to do, then go to Johnson City tonight. I'm sorry, did I say tomorrow? Tonight for the preview, and then tomorrow for the sale. If you have an opportunity, come down to our Cars and Coffee event starting at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning at or right beside Gateway Ford and Gateway Nissan. So I'll also be there. So I'm going to be at two places at the same time. No, I'm going to have to leave a little bit early to get to the auto auction, but I am going to be here at 8. I'm buying all the coffee from the Creamy Cup in Tusculum, Tennessee. There's a little coffee stand there called the Creamy Cup, and it's very popular. And you'll like their coffee. I do. And then what else? Let's see. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have donuts as well. Now, that doesn't really go along with my diet. Maybe it doesn't yours either. But we're going to have some cool cars down here at the Cars and Coffee event. And if you have something you want to show, bring it on down. It's really not a car show. It's kind of like a rendezvous of car lovers. And they sit around and talk and share ideas about their cars and stories and things like that. It's just a gathering. I don't know what else to call it. It's not a car show, really. It's not like you park your car there and you win awards and trophies and, you know, set your chair up and answer questions and stuff like that. It's not, you know, like a typical car show. It's more casual. So if you like that kind of a casual thing, which I do, then come on down. So anyway, I'm going to take my first break. I'll be back here in just uno momento. Okay, I am back. Boy, I almost blew a gasket during the break. You know, it takes a lot to get me to blow a gasket, but my iPad, which is also an Apple device, just froze up. But anyway, it finally came out of its trance, and so now it's working. You know, I have a lot of notes that I use. Well, I rarely read them, but I do kind of construct things so that I can provide some useful content to you folks about cars and car-related issues. But I use my iPad a lot. And, you know, it's very reliable. Matter of fact, I don't even think I need a laptop computer per se, you know, one that has a keyboard and all of that. That's what I'm doing this radio show on. But the iPad, so much more versatile. You know, when people come up with stuff like this, it can change your life in a lot of ways, a lot of good ways. You know, I think that technology has negatively impacted us in more ways than we can even appreciate. I think it's damaging to human-to-human relations. I think people don't talk as much as they used to. They engage with a device in lieu of communicating, you know, with other people. Just, you know, go to a restaurant, a nice restaurant, and look over at you know, probably half of the tables. If the people are under 60 years old, they'll be on their phones and looking at their phones instead of talking to each other. Occasionally, they'll glance up and acknowledge the presence of the other person, but most of the time, they are just drilled into their Facebook feed or whatever they're doing. It's just amazing to me and sad. My wife says I'm on my device too much. And I don't disagree with that. I do use it a lot for business. But there are times that I reach for that thing just to fill a void. You know, just like when I'm watching TV and there's a commercial and my phone's there. I'll grab it, start looking at my phone. There's nothing wrong with the void, you know. I don't like watching commercials, even my own. But I do feel like I have to fill that time with something. And you know, what did we do before we had phones to grab? You know, maybe we pet our cat or dog, or, you know, maybe went and got some healthy potato chips to eat or something. I don't know. I just don't think we were so addicted to devices, but technology is really changing cars in a big way. I was not paying attention a couple weeks ago, and my F-150 stopped before it plowed into the rear end of the car in front of me, which had stopped short right after approaching a yield sign. Okay, so I'm behind them, and I'm instead of looking at them, which is what I should be doing, I'm looking over my shoulder to see what they're seeing, which are cars that are moving along the highway that I'm trying to merge into. And so I look forward, and that car starts to pull out. You know, it's a yield. And that car starts to pull out. I immediately look back and start rolling forward when I see it's clear, and they have stopped. And before I could even get close to my brake pedal, my Ford F-150 stopped for me. Now, that's good technology. That's very useful. I like all of the safety features that are on the vehicle. I think that's good use of tech. There are some things on that vehicle that are overkill, though. Like, for example, I don't need my computer on my car and cameras and stuff like that to parallel park for me. Matter of fact, I have gotten paranoid about backing up anymore without a backup camera because I have just about virtually stopped using my rear view mirrors. I was jumped into a 66 Mustang yesterday, getting ready to take it to the auction, and doggone it, the only thing that's on the dash where the infotainment system is supposed to be is an AM radio. And so I said, well, I'm going to have to use the mirrors, and I'm going to have to actually turn my neck and turn my head and see if there's any cars behind me. And that hurt when I did that. I guess I'm getting stiff in my old age, but the mirror was useful. Now, there's only one mirror on this Mustang. It just has one on the driver's side, nothing on the passenger side. So I had to use that, my stiff neck, and the rearview mirror to back up. I know that sounds like a lot, but we used to do that kind of stuff all the time. We used to dial phones on a rotary pad, right? I haven't done that in a long time. Or even a touchpad. I still remember my childhood phone number. Do you? 304-755-2132. So now that you know that I know that, maybe you can think about what yours was. Does that matter? Does that kind of stuff matter? Probably not. Okay, technology. That might just matter. Safety technology. Big deal. Love it. It's going to save some lives. The blind spot monitoring is a great thing. If you don't have that on your car, that's something that is, I don't know, it's just about ubiquitous now. That's a big word. That means it's everywhere. What else? The backup camera, like I said, we were talking about that. Oh, also, I don't need a device on my vehicle. It's called Pro Backup Assist. And basically, if I have a trailer attached to the back of my F-150, all I have to do is look in the camera and turn this little dial, and it will put that trailer wherever I want it to go. But see, I can do that anyway. But a lot of people can't back up a trailer, and I understand why that might be useful. It seems like most of the people, if you're buying a pickup truck, if you own a pickup truck and you've ever pulled a boat or a camper, you know how to back it up. You don't need assistance. But for some reason or other, they think that that technology is useful. And all of this that I'm talking about eats up computer chips like crazy. And that's one of the reasons why there's a chip shortage and why there's not many Fords out there on that lot of mine, or any Ford dealer or Chevrolet dealer for that matter. I was driving through Johnson City, and after dropping those cars off, I went over to Cootie Brown's and had lunch, and looking at the Honda store. I've never seen that lot more empty. Go down the street, and the Toyota store, empty. But they're selling everything that they get, but there's no inventory buildup, and that's going to be an issue for some time. Now, when I was walking around the cars that were on display for this auction tomorrow, I'm looking for just something unusual, and there were no Teslas there. You know, there was nothing really modern at all. Everything is old. You know, I guess the youngest car I saw was the 99 model that I took up there to sell. It's a 99 F-350 dually. It's kind of a unicorn. It has that 7.3-liter diesel engine that is legendary. It's called the Power Stroke diesel engine. Sounds like a name for a rowing team, right? The Power Strokes. But it's not. It's a very popular engine and bulletproof. They say that they'll go 200,000 or 300,000 or 400,000 miles, you know, before you have to do anything to them. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but they are very popular. It also is a 6-speed manual transmission. It also only has 39,000 miles. So it didn't have to be an antique car to take it to this auction. It just had to be somewhat special. And that one is. But the technology is limited on these vehicles. Just imagine 25 years from now. Can you imagine a car show that's more boring than one that's full of Teslas, of the original Tesla? I mean, they didn't even drive themselves. Just ask the people who run into the back of a four-wheeler or something that their Tesla quit paying attention or something and lost its mind, I guess. But that technology, what all came from the mind of Elon Musk. He decided that he wanted to build a car that was that could be run on 100% renewable energy, which I don't know if that worked. I mean, it's an electric car, but you have to burn fossil fuels to get the electricity for it to run on. So I don't know. But he did decide also we want a car. We want to take the safety of the car, the control of the car, out of the hands of the human being. And it's because we human beings are not reliable. We like to look at our cell phones when we're driving. We like to reach back and yell at the kids when they're jabbering. And it would be nice if the vehicle would just do all the driving for us. How do you really feel about that? I think it would be great. I mean, I do get tired of driving at times. Tara and I go to Cincinnati once a month to see our grandson, and I get tired of that driving through the mountains. It'd be nice if a car would do it on its own, and I could just read a book or just, you know, look at the outdoors. But I have no confidence in doing that at this point. I have tested out some of the self-driving technology and the products that I sell. Now, the thing about the Ford and the Nissan is you have to keep your hands on the steering wheel. Well, if I have to do that, I might as well be driving. If you just lightly, you know, rest your hand on the steering wheel, this warning light is going to come up and say, put your hands back on the steering wheel. And, well, it really doesn't say that, but it's very similar to that. It says that the system will be deactivated if I don't put my hands back on the steering wheel. But my hands are on the steering wheel. I guess it wants you to squeeze the steering wheel. But it doesn't work very well. And so if it can't even figure out if my hands are on its steering wheel, then how can I trust it to drive my car and to avoid potholes and to, you know, avoid accidents? And to take into account this car that is beside me, that the lady's all over her cell phone and swerving all over the place. I mean, how many times do you have to react because of what a bad driver is doing? It happens all the time. You know, is your computer going, or the computer on your car and the cameras or radar, LIDAR, radar, whatever is on there, is it going to see that better than you can with your God-given eyes? I don't think so. But Elon Musk thinks it will. And so this, he's got a beta test going with 100,000 drivers of his product. So you've got all these people driving around that have said, okay, I'll be a guinea pig. Give me the full software suite into my Tesla, and I will take my hands off the steering wheel and let it do the work. I think a few of those people have, their car has mistaken a billboard or a 18-wheeler truck for a billboard. And I think that guy was killed, unfortunately. A lot of people have lost their lives trusting the self-driving Tesla. I was driving to Alabama with my daughter to go down there to our advertising agency and cruising along, and there's this guy in the passing lane and going too slow. And so I passed him in the non-passing lane. That's the lane on the right-hand side. And he's watching a movie. He's got his hands off the steering wheel, driving his Tesla, or the Tesla's driving itself, and he's watching a movie. I don't think that's what Elon Musk intended. You're supposed to pay attention. And but like I say, I mean, the technology is great. Thank you, Elon Musk. I love you to death. I think you are amazing, you know, with SpaceX. If you haven't watched that SpaceX movie on Netflix, you need to watch it. Elon Musk is a pretty cool dude. You know, what he has been able to accomplish as an immigrant into this country with no money, and to be able to come up with a program that NASA is using to send astronauts to the space station. It's pretty amazing stuff. Smart guy. And he's not even an engineer. Well, I'm going to take my last break, and I'll be back here in just a second. Well, folks, you know, this is a Friday show, and I kind of like to wing it a little bit. I apologize if I rambled too much, but I, you know, this is interesting time for all of us and what's going on in this world. Sometimes we just need a little distraction, and I hope that occasionally I can be a little bit of a distraction for you away from the political talk and the doomsayers and all that stuff. You know, some of my good friends say, Lenny, do you ever not think about anything but cars? And the fact of the matter is I do. When I'm not thinking about cars, I'm worrying about something. So anyway, I'd rather be thinking about cars. Thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show tonight if you want to go. I mean, at 5 o'clock at the Dealer's Auto Auction on Princeton Road. And tomorrow, if you want to come down to the Cars and Coffee, I'd love to meet you. And then that's at 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. sharp. And I'll buy the coffee and the donuts. And we'll see you down here in the movie theater parking lot, AMC Theater in Greenville, right next to Gateway Ford and Gateway Nissan. And then I'm going to the auto auction in Johnson City and hopefully sell some cars. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Monday.